news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Well, the 2020-21 term of the Supreme Court ended with a bang. They saved the two biggest cases for last, and the very rightward slant of the court is now undeniable. In cases dealing with the Voting Rights Act and dark money disclosures, the opinions were both 6-3 along ideological lines. Ari Berman, who covers voting rights for Mother Jones, tweeting, quote, SCOTUS conservative majority is quite literally making it easier to buy an election and harder to vote in one. In other news, the Trump Organization and its chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, have been indicted by a Manhattan grand jury on charges related to alleged tax crimes, most notably employee perks such as rent-free homes, car leases, and bonuses. Weisselberg turned himself in Thursday morning. He's set to appear in his first court hearing Thursday afternoon, at which time we'll see the actual charges. The House voted Wednesday to establish a select committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol by a mob of Trump supporters. In the 222 to 190 vote, only two Republicans, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, voted in favor of it. Pelosi had previously said she was considering appointing a Republican to one of her slots. But during a closed-door meeting with freshman House Republicans on Wednesday, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy warned that if any Republican accepts an appointment from Speaker Nancy Pelosi to the January 6th committee, they better be ready to get all their committee assignments from her. Wow. By the way, 19 members, all Republicans, did not vote. Many of them followed Trump on his photo op at the border. True to their characters, members like and including Lauren Boebert, Madison Cawthorn, and a few others cited the pandemic as their reason for voting using the proxy system many in their party have criticized. So, Bill Cosby is a free man. Pennsylvania Supreme Court on Wednesday overturned his sexual assault conviction, saying that Cosby's due process rights were violated when he was charged and convicted. Huh? Well, the court reversed lower court rulings by finding that Cosby's right against self-incrimination was violated. The decision hinged on a prosecutor's promise years ago not to prosecute Cosby, who then spoke freely about the matter in a lawsuit, only to have that testimony then used against him by another prosecutor. The state's high court called that a, quote, affront to fundamental fairness. But critics of this decision point out that there's no written record of any such deal. And if it's not in writing, it didn't happen. Furthermore, they say that no prosecutor has the authority to grant immunity. Cosby was convicted on three felony counts of aggravated indecent assault in 2018 for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman in 2004 and was 3 years into a 3 to 10 year sentence. Some of the dozens of women who have accused Cosby of sexual abuse called the decision to free him a grave injustice. Well, the number of people confirmed dead in the collapse of the Champlain Tower South in Surfside, Florida, rose to 18 on Wednesday after search crews found six more bodies, including two children. About 145 people remain missing. Crews searching for survivors managed to build ramps designed to allow heavier equipment to get in, potentially speeding up the task of sifting through the rubble from the tower, which fell last week. Investigators have yet to determine what caused the collapse, though engineers had warned of the urgent need for structural repairs for years. And we're now learning that five of the building's seven condominium board members quit 2 years ago, as repair estimates skyrocketed, stalling work that engineers said was needed to halt accelerating deterioration. Well, this is a turnaround. The University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill's Board of Trustees voted Wednesday to grant tenure to Nicole Hannah Jones, this after weeks of backlash after an initial decision to withhold tenure from the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. She's best known for conceiving the 1619 Project for the New York Times, which re-examined the legacy of slavery. Conservative critics claimed she distorted history by arguing one of the founding fathers' main goals in seeking independence was protecting slavery. Protesters at the meeting expressed support for Hannah Jones, whose case was seen by many angry faculty members as a test case on equality for Black women in academia. Turning to New York City, all of the test ballots have reportedly been removed from the system and a new tally is out in the race for the Democratic nomination for New York City mayor. Eric Adams, the Brooklyn Borough president, still holds a narrow lead over Catherine Garcia, now in second place. It's 51.1% to 48.9%. making the margin just 2.2 percentage points. There are roughly 125,000 absentee ballots still to be counted. But Maya Wiley, who was in second place on primary night, was eliminated after the eighth round of vote counting, having finished oh so slightly behind Garcia. At the same time, none of the absentee ballots have yet been counted, so these numbers are based solely on in-person voting, which strikes me as not very fair. The New York City Election Board has come under intense criticism as it tries to navigate its first year using a ranked choice voting system, which allows voters to rank their top choices 1 through 5 in order of preference. But it seems that this election has been riddled with nothing but problems. And finally, C-SPAN has released its survey of presidential leadership, something they do every 4 years, or have since 2000. And the former guy, Donald Trump, made his debut, ranking 41st, ahead of just 3 ex-presidents, Franklin Pierce, Andrew Johnson, who, like Trump, was impeached, and James Buchanan, who consistently places last. The survey measures each president based on 10 leadership qualities. Trump placed dead last for administrative skills and moral authority. Former President Barack Obama moved into the top 10 for the first time, up from number 12, with a boost from his third place ranking for pursuing liberty and justice for all, behind just Abraham Lincoln and Lyndon Johnson. Lincoln was ranked first in the overall survey, as he has ever since the survey began in 2000. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.